Gaza is one of the most highly populated areas in the world. And when you're talking about targeting government buildings, these buildings are located in the middle of residential areas. I mean, municipality buildings are located right in the middle of the busiest residential and commercial areas in the Strip. When the municipality in Rafah, the building in Rafah was targeted yesterday, 7 people died as a result, who were people who were sleeping in their homes, sleeping in beds. Their houses were completely destroyed and they were flattened, and those people died in their sleep. At the same time, I'd just like to point out that it's not just the government buildings that are being targeted. Last night, the Islamic University, which is the main university, the biggest university in Gaza Strip, was bombed, and the laboratory building and the engineering department building were completely flattened. Other than that, yesterday, the Gaza port was hit and was completely destroyed. Thousands of people rely on the fishing industry. A lot of boats were destroyed. The fish market was completely destroyed. And there's a lot of other instances of civilian areas being indiscriminately and, I have no expression. I have no way to express what's being happened. Last night, a mosque was hit. Two mosques were hit. The day before that, another mosque was hit. Yesterday, 5 girls from the same family, 5 sisters, were killed. They were asleep also in their homes in bed after the mosque beside their home was completely destroyed. There's just many instances of civilians being targeted, and it just seems as if it's very obviously something that's targeted towards the Palestinian people at this point.
And Safa, I understand you live near a Red Cross building, and that may be a target. Can you tell us more about that?
We don't believe that the Red Cross building will be a target, and I live also right next to the UNRWA building, the United Nations Relief Works Agency. These are international organizations, and I think that if these buildings were to be targeted, Israel would suffer a lot of consequences than it's worth for them.
And finally, Safa, many top American politicians are saying that they want an end to the violence, but on the other hand, they're also saying that they're supporting Israel's actions. What do you make of that?
Israel has depicted to the rest of the world that this operation, in the Israeli foreign minister's words, if you live me, is a war on terror. I'd just like to tell you that the civilian population in Gaza by no means poses a security threat on Israel. At the end of the day, Israel did ask the Palestinians to resume the truce that that had been going on for the past 6 months. But if we look at the truce, if we examine what's been going on for the last 6 months, we're hungry. We don't have fuel. We don't have food. We're trapped in a basically a prison. Border crossings have not been opened. Israel did not abide by the terms of the truce that was supposed to be implemented. And yet Hamas is still willing to resume the truce. All it's saying is, please just abide by the terms that you yourself placed. American officials are saying that they support Israel in its attempt to defend itself, but I don't think Israel really has to defend itself against an unarmed population, 1.5 million people who are basically being strangled to death.